Parakhes Mishnah Gimel. Sarida. Sarida is a min ariva shishimsha elishas bezek. It's a concave kneading board that they would use to knead the dough. She nesuna al pia tanor. So if it's placed on the mouth of the tanor, vishokas letocho, and it's like sinking into the chalal, the airspace of the tanor, whereby the sfasa, the rim of the kneading board, is above. But the body is like sinking into the mouth of the tanor. The ein lagapim, so this kneading board does not have any kind of oznayim, no handles to the kneading board. So hasharetz bitocha, if hasharetz is found inside the sarida, hatanor tamei, the tanor will be tamei. V'she'ein hasarida chashuva kli, we don't deem this sarida as a kli, it's not deemed a kli, and therefore it will not serve as chatzitza before the tumah, and the tumah will transfer into the tanor. Hasharetz b'tanor. What if the sharetz is found inside the tanor? So ochlem shebetucha, food that's found inside this sarida tamei, and it will be tamei from the tumas avir, from the tum of the airspace of the tanor. She'ein matzilin miyad klicheres militamei be'aver klicheres. It's not going to provide as a chatzitza. Mishum toch tocho. We don't deem it as toch tocho. It's not deemed a kli, and therefore the tum will transfer b'mitamei the food in this sarida. Elakalim, meaning the only thing that will serve as an actual barrier is a kli. But the sarida, since there's no aznai, there's no handles to it, eina chashuv kli, we don't deem it a kli. Meaning, had it been a real kli, yes, it would serve as a chatzitza. But since it's not a real kli, there's no handles to it, so therefore, it will not serve as a chatzitza, and the tumah inside the oven will transfer b'mitame the food inside the sarida. Chavis, a barrel. She meleya mashka, it's filled with a liquid. So tahorin, sorry, she meleya mashkan tahorin. If a barrel that's filled with tahor liquid, unesuna lamata minuchustoy shaltanor, is placed lamata mikarki isay mitachtisay, meaning it's placed below the actual oven. So the oven's on the floor, and there is no floor to the oven, and then inside the ground there's a pit. Inside that pit is this barrel filled with tahor water. So when you look at the oven, you just see an oven. But when you open up the oven door, inside the oven there's no floor, and then there's a pit in the ground, and this barrel filled with tar water is sitting in that pit in the ground directly beneath the tanor, beneath the oven. So hasharetz b'tanor, if a sharetz is found inside the tanor, hechavis v'hamashkin tahorin, the barrel and the liquid inside of it will remain tahor. Even though the mouth of the barrel is open to the ear space of the tanor, going for example, she ate the tanor shlayim. Like we said, the tanor had no floor, and this barrel is submerged inside this pit. So the mouth of the barrel is open to the mouth to the ear space of the tanor. V'nimsa avir hachavis mechubar, the ear space of the chavis of the barrel is technically attached to the ear space of the tanor. Nevertheless, the chavis and the mashke, the liquid, remains tar. She ain't avir kli charis metame elevet tochel b'vad. The ear space of the kli charis, meaning of this oven, is only mitame bitocho inside the oven, inside the kli itself. But this barrel and the liquid inside the barrel is not inside the tanor, it's beneath the tanor. And therefore it will remain tar, even though technically it shares the airspace. But since it's located beneath the tanor, the tuma in the avr of the tanor will not transfer down to the chavis nor to the mashke in the chavis. Hoysa kefuya. Now what happens if this barrel was the barrel was turned upside down over the mouth of the tanor from above. Upia in the mouth of the barrel la'avir hatanor. So it's to the ear space of the tanor. Va'afilu pia chavis, even if the mouth of the barrel is nasan betoch kalal hatanor, it's placed in the actual space, the air space, the cavity of the tanor. But the bottom of the barrel is lamal, is above, outside the tanor. So you have this tanor, you have this barrel, you turn the barrel upside down, and then the mouth of the barrel is inside the oven, inside the tanor. But the bottom of the barrel is still upward, away from the oven. So the halacha is like this. Hasharetz b'tanor, hasharetz is found inside the tanor, mashke tofeach, there's enough liquid there that's enough to like make your hands wet, which is on the bottom of the upside down barrel, It's still above the actual oven. It's inside the barrel, of course, but it's above the oven. Tar, it will remain tar. Since the mashke, the liquid, is not in the airspace, it's above the airspace of the tanor, therefore it will remain tar. Like we explained the reason earlier, the airspace of the klicheres with regards to tuma will be metami anything within its airspace, but in its actual airspace, not above it and not below it. And therefore, you have this, you know, chavis turned upside down, and even though the mouth of the chavis is inside the oven, but the bottom is above the oven, any liquid on the bottom of this chavis, which is going to be above the oven, will remain tahor. Ve'ina chavis nitmeis me'avir, and the barrel itself does not become tummy from the avir of the tanor either, even though part of the barrel is in the airspace of the tanor. She'ein kli metame me'avir klicheres, because a kli will not become tummy from the airspace of a klicheres, meaning from the airspace of this oven, which is a klicheres, because only ela ochlem u'mashkem b'vad, food and drink can receive tuma from the airspace of this klicheres, but a kli does not become tummy from the airspace of a klicheres. However, mashke tofeyach shebedefanos achavis, if you have a liquid which is on the walls of the barrel, and it's located in the chelik, which is found in the tanor. We said that part of the barrel, this upside down barrel, is in the tanor. So any liquid along the walls that are actually in the within the tanor's space, haynu hamasha shekneged avra tanor, that will become tamei. So if this barrel is, you know, one quarter inside the tanor, and then there's a liquid on that quarter, so that liquid will become tamei because that's going to be directly in the ear space of the tanor. And Mishnah Dalet, Kedera Shehi Nesuna B'Tanor. If one places a Kedera, a pot, directly inside a tanor, the Kula B'Tocha Aver Shaltana, the whole entire Kedera is inside the airspace of the tanor. Hasharetz B'Tanor, if a Sharetz is found inside the tanor, and it's not in the airspace of the Kedera, it's only in the airspace of the tanor. So even though the Kedera is right next to it, HaKedera Tehora, the pot remains tar. It does not become tummy from the tomb of the tanor. Because a klicheres is not going to be metame kalim, like we learned earlier. Klicheres can transfer tumma to oichlim umashkim, to food and drink, but not to another kli. I might think that all kalim are going to be metame from the av, from the airspace of the klicheres. We darshan that oichlim, food, mitamim me'aver klicheres, it becomes tamei from the ear space of the klicheres. But ve'ein kelim mitamim me'aver klicheres, a kli will not become tamei from the aver of the klicheres. However, hayaba, if you have in this kadera mashke tofeach, mashke mu'ed shi'ish b'gedei lahart, you have a nagasbe, a little bit of liquid there, enough to make one's hand wet if you were to touch it, so then nitma, the mashke will become tamei from the aver of the tanor. Shohoil upi kadera, since the mouth of the kadera is directly inside the chal, the space of the tanur, so then ein hakadera matzila ala mashke, the pot, this kadera, this pot will not protect on the mashke, which is inside of it, because of tocha, here it will not protect. Vitima, and not only does the mashke become tamei, but vitima, v'chazar vitimei ha-mashke, so once the liquid becomes tamei, it will then go ahead and be metamei the kadera that's holding it. Because tamei mashke is mitamim es akelim, could transfer tumma to the kelim. Gzeras mashkim shel zav v'zava shem avat tumma. This gzera atu the mashke, the liquid of a zav and a zava, which is an avat tumma. Therefore, other mashkim midrabanan are going to be mitamei the kli that's holding it as well. So hareza aimer. So what you have over here is like this. It's like the kadera, this pot, is telling the mashke, is like speaking to the liquid and saying, "Mitam echa lo timuni avir atana, the area space of the tanur shetime osach that was mitame you, Mister Liquid, lo tima osi was not mitame me, but va'ata time sani. However, you, because you became tame from the area space of the oven, now you were mitame me and made me the kadera tame."